The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Debbie Monterey. Five people are in the hospital this morning after a Belleville apartment complex caught fire overnight. Firefighters responded to the burning three-story building around 2 this morning, rescued several people from a balcony on the third floor. So far, they say the injuries are from smoke inhalation, not burns. According to Fox 2, one person is in critical condition. Neighbors are shocked at the discovery of even more radioactive contamination in North St. Louis County. So what happens next?
It's like watching a slow-moving disaster unfold.
I'm Michael Calhoun. The Army Corps of Engineers, as we reported Friday, is moving to tear down the clubhouse at the French Quarter Apartments, which has been closed for a few years. There's a fence around the property now. The Corps says testing found radioactivity in the soil underneath the building.
We're very thankful that the Army Corps went in there and tested. I mean, they're doing what we ask. It's just, gosh, Michael, it's like they're 60 years too late.
Dawn Chapman of the group Just Moms STL, what now?
One of the things that they're surmising is that it was either filled with contaminated dirt and the clubhouse was built on top of it, or that land was already contaminated from the creek flooding. Not really sure, but that does open the door to any place where contaminated soil may have been moved historically and then things built on top of.
The Corps says the radioactivity is beneath the surface and not a danger to those walking above. Staff from the Army Corps will answer questions at a public update on May 21st.
The search should continue this morning at Spanish Lake Park for a man who reportedly fell into the lake and may have drowned. The call came into St. Louis County Police around 4 p.m. Sunday, but the search was postponed by 7 last night. This comes as a woman drowned at that park 2 weeks ago. Her body surfaced near the St. Vrain picnic shelter. A 23-year-old St. Louis County man is facing 4 counts of rape or attempted rape, sexual abuse, and sodomy. He's being held on $750,000 cash-only bond. The probable cause statement says Lorenzo Gaines allegedly met 3 different women on Instagram, but then sexually assaulted the victims after bringing them to his apartment between April and May of this year. Investigators believe there could be more victims. There is a bond reduction hearing scheduled for today. There's also a public hearing today on data center zoning. Actually, it'll be tonight. The city's planning and urban design agency says the point of the hearing is to establish clear and thoughtful rules on when and where data centers can be developed in St. Louis. That meeting will be at City Hall at 5:30. There will be a virtual Zoom option. A second meeting is planned for Monday, May 18th. The agency says a vote may be taken during that meeting to recommend the new regulations to the Board of Aldermen. A French passenger who developed symptoms consistent with the hantavirus during a repatriation flight on Sunday has been quarantined in a Paris hospital and is being tested. The 17 Americans aboard the ship hit with the hantavirus were headed to the U.S. National Quarantine Unit in Nebraska. Though a concerning fact, they will not be required to stay there following evaluation. They'll be free to drive to their homes.
The former CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, tells CNN he expects most passengers will have moderate to high risk exposure simply because they were on the cruise ship for so long with people who were infected.
And then they'll make a judgment in each individual case, whether they stay in the facility, whether they can be maintained in isolation by going home on their own, driving in a private vehicle, for example, so they don't put any risk to people on airplanes. It's important to realize this virus is very, very difficult to transmit.
Redfield says, unlike COVID, the CDC did not have any experience with that virus.
These viruses we've had for many, many years. The hantaviruses were a major virus that the U.S. government had to deal with during the Korean War.
Most of these hantaviruses only go rodent to person.
There is one exception, which is the Andes virus, which is the strain, unfortunately, that is involved in this ship and is circulating in Argentina. Many people may not know that since July last summer, they've had over 100 cases.
Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Two of the 17 American citizens who were aboard the cruise ship hit by hantavirus were flown in biocontainment units. One passenger currently has mild symptoms. The other tested positive for the Andes virus, the strain on that ship. From the KMOX business desk, with warmer weather approaching, you might be ready to break the swimsuit out. And luckily, both St. Louis County-owned pools will open in 2 weeks. The North County Rec Complex at Veterans Memorial Park and the Pavilion at Lee May and Jefferson Barracks. Those open May 23rd. The pools will be open daily from noon to 6.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.